Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umep, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back. This is hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umep at a medical conference in San Diego, and enjoying some family time as well over the next couple of days.
And the 75-degree weather of our, 63-degree stuff.
She's going to come back with a beautiful tan, and I'll be freckled. But that's how I always am.
She's like my wife. She avoids the sun.
There we go. Yes. Okay. That is wonderful. Hey, right before the break, we were talking with Rich, one of our longevity patients, newer longevity patient. Thank you, Rich, for holding on. You were having questions about the exosome 4.
Right. Okay. Let me explain this just a little bit, for the rest of the audience. Cause Rick, you've already had your senescent cell therapy a couple of times, so you know what that's all about, but most people don't. Every cell in our body is designed to do its job for a specified period of time, and then it's supposed to undergo what's called autophagy, the autophagocytic process, in which literally it means body eating itself. the cells are supposed to die, get broken down, and then the components of that cell are supposed to be recycled by your body to make new cells. And that happens over and over and over to us. It's perfectly natural and normal. In fact, it's healthy because nothing can last forever. We're mortal. Things wear out. And so your skin tends to last 2 to 3 weeks and it gets replaced. Your gut, the lining of your gut gets replaced about every 30 hours. So every day and a half, you got new lining on your gut. Your bones, you change about 10% of your bone every year. So over a 10-year period, you replace your entire skeleton. So each cell has its own timetable. But there are a small number of cells that reach the end of their lifespan because nothing done to or by human beings works perfectly. A small number of cells, instead of dying and being phagocytized and broken down, they undergo a morphologic change and they become what we call senescent. They are senile cells. And those senescent or senile cells, instead of dying and being replaced, they start kicking out chemicals that say, don't grow, don't grow. Because if they try to grow, they're going to die. And it's almost like they're the zombie cells, the living dead. They refuse to go through their process and die. And the problem is that these senescent cells don't just inhibit their own growth. The chemicals they're kicking out into your system, every senescent cell inhibits 12 to 15,000 healthy cells from undergoing its process properly. And so when we're young, our immune system is very good at seeing and destroying senescent cells. Your immune system says, oh, that cell isn't doing its job, and it comes and kills it. So senescent cells in young people only last about a day and a half on average. So we keep our load quite low. But as we age, our declining immune system gets worse and worse at finding and killing senescent cells. And so the senescent cells are multiplying faster just because we're older and our cells are not as good to start with. And instead of dying in a day and a half, they last about 2 to 2.5 weeks. Instead of just a day or so. So our load of senescent cells as we age builds up, and it's preventing us from healing and growing and replacing our worn out tissue as efficiently as we should. So Rich has undergone now a few times in which we go in, we use medications that are designed specifically to kill senescent cells and lower your load of senescent cells. And that allows your own cells to grow and heal and repair more efficiently. This is good news. I like that, and I do it myself periodically. Here's the problem. Even though now we've killed off a significant portion of your senescent cells, your other cells are still old. And so they're not doing as good a job of growing and healing and repair as they otherwise would if you were young and more robust. So that next step after senescent cell therapy is the intravenous exosome therapies. And what they've done there is, and by the way, there are a lot of labs doing this out there, but I don't trust most of them. Well, I'm going to put something in my veins. I'm kind of picky about which one I want to use. So I went and looked at multiple labs, and I looked at their numbers. I looked at their procedures. I've picked one that I now trust. What they do is they go to healthy young women, and they in advance buy their placenta from them, and they say, you have to pass our tests. We test you for viruses. We test you for STDs. We test you for genetic materials. And if they are pass all those tests, then if they undergo a cesarean section, not a vaginal delivery, the baby has to be delivered by cesarean section. Then they collect that placenta from this now proven healthy woman and deliver it by sterile technique. They then take the stem cells and so on from that umbilical cord from a newborn baby, and they process that. And they grow the exosomes that are being produced by the stem cells of a newborn baby. And they harvest those. And again, they run them through a filtration process to eliminate any viral particles and so on. And you've got someone that has already been proven not to have viral or bacterial infections to start with, and that has good genome. And then that is then concentrated and frozen. And I then periodically, three or four times a year, let them stick that into my veins.
Okay.
Now, that then contains the exosomes and the acellular vesicles with the messenger RNA that is telling this newborn baby to grow. You need to become a big kid. And this baby is growing by leaps and bounds. Well, I want all of those messages coming into my cells. To kick my aging body into overdrive and tell it, grow, heal, repair, you're young. Okay. That can't really make me young. But the messenger RNA then can reprogram a lot of my own tissues to think they're a little younger.
Okay.
Now that only works until those cells wear out and die and get replaced. Then I got to reprogram the next bunch, which is why I do it three or four times a year.
Okay.
But that's the purpose of the intravenous exosome therapy, is to try to reprogram your own aged cells with the messenger RNA from a youngster. Mm-hmm. To kick it into high gear and tell it to heal and grow and repair as though it were younger. So can I tell you exactly what you as an individual would feel? Well, no, because it's going to be kicking your cells into doing what your cells do.
Mm-hmm. Thus the word individual?
Yes. Thus, hopefully better.
Yes.
Okay. Again, when I've had an injury, you know, I took an extra dose this year because I had that injury on my shoulder and I wanted to get an advantage for healing it up.
All right. Is that helpful for you, Rich?
Very, very helpful. I think I have a grip on it now.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Dr. Mixon.
You're welcome. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. I love that Rich has been a patient for, what did you say, 21 months? So
yeah.
almost two years.
Yeah.
And just diving right in, which is what's so important. This is not something the doctors do for you.
Or to you. Yeah,
but with you.
We have to do it with you. And the more you put into it, the more you get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, people say, well, I just want you to give me the hormones and I don't want to change my life. And I say, well, okay.
Well, then.
You know, we can alter your hormones. But if you're not willing to alter your lifestyle, if you're not willing to alter your diet, if you're not willing to use supplements that have science behind them instead of wishful thinking, you're going to really limit the results. So what we find is people who work the program, people who come in like Rich and do what they're supposed to do, get great results.
Yes.
You know, it's the ones that somehow think that all they have to do is put on the creams, take the pill, maybe get a shot once in a while, and everything is going to get hunky-dory. Uh-uh.
No.
Don't work that way.
Doesn't work that way.
Okay. It's like if you wanted to remodel your house, and you go over, well, Sears isn't around anymore, but in the old days, you could go to Sears, you could buy a great big Craftsman toolbox.
Yes.
And have all the tools you need to fix your house.
Everything
you
need.
And you put that toolbox down in your living room, and you don't use the tools, the house doesn't get remodeled.
Very good analogy. Yes.
When I measure your hormonal levels and stuff, I can adjust your hormones. I've now given your body the tools that it needs to remodel itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't use the tools, the remodeling doesn't take place.
It's not going to
happen. It's real simple. Yeah. So, you know, think of it as your body, your home instead of your body. I give you the tools. Please use the tools. We'll show you how. We'll do the measurements. We call that laboratory work.
That's right.
You know, we do the labs. We're doing the measuring and telling you what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
We give you the tools, but you got to use them. We can't do that part for you.
Absolutely, which is why we offer still that free health analysis appointment.
That's right.
You can still get in, as we've offered for ever since.
Well, several years ahead.
Yeah, like for so many years, because we want to get you in, take those measurements, know what's going on with the blood test, the in-body test, and get you on the right track. You're going to find out if you're at risk for things like dementia and heart disease and diabetes, cancers, and
yes,
so much more.
And there's so many things that once we find out what your risk factors are, we can then offer you a much even bigger panel.
A bigger panel
that'll
of tests.
Nail it down, narrow it down, let my doctors know exactly what they're going to need to do to get you in a much better place. And then you can become a patient, and the doctors will work with you. And they'll spend at least an hour visit every time, four, five, six times a year. It all depends on what you as an individual need. There's no limit to the number of doctor visits. It's what you as an individual need. And we'll do the testing. We'll bring you back over and over and over. We do the test to see what kind of progress we're making. We're doing the test to see how close we're getting to the ideal numbers we want. And we will do our best to get you to get off your butt and do the job you need to do to get stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, healthier, and that means you'll be happier if you'll be a patient at Longevity Medical Clinic.
There you go. From Dr. Jerry Mixon, you heard him. Make that phone call, 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. Be like Rich, who just called in and is making such great headway for his health. Thank you, Rich, by the way, for calling in and sharing with us your success so far with Longevity. LMClinic.com, you can also go there. Sign up online, pick the clinic that is closest to you in Linwood, Kirkland, or Tacoma, and the time that works the best and the day that works for your busy schedule. That's lmclinic.com, or please give us a call. We want to help you. 866-86-YOUNG. Taking a quick break, and then we will be back with Ray in Seattle in just a moment.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I think if visualize your final 10, 20 years of life, you know, what would it be worth to you to feel great all that time and probably live longer? I know you don't really claim that, but have a higher quality of life in your final 10 or 20 years, what would that be worth? Either you have the exact result you want or a good reason not to. So drop the reason I'm too busy. You're going to absolutely love it.
anyone but you.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine, Saturday morning, live in the studio, taking your phone calls. Dr. Mixon is here. Dr. Umat is at a conference this weekend. We'll have her back in the studio next weekend. Here's that number to call. It's 888-312-5757. That's 888-312-5757. Dr. Mixon is here, ready to go with your questions. And right now, let's head, stay right here in Seattle, actually. We have Ray. Thank you, Ray, for holding.
Oh, well, thanks
good
for
morning.
Being there. Hey,
yes.
Good morning. I had a pacemaker put in about a little over 6 months ago, and they put me on something called diltiazem.
Uh-huh.
To slow my heart rate.
Yep.
Keep me from going into AFib. I haven't had very many AFib incidents. After I got a pacemaker, I had a couple of them. But since then, you know, nothing. And then I got a lovely kidney stone, and the urologist put me on a generic Flomax.
Okay.
And I've kept that because it's helped me, you know, do a Flomax.
Helps your pee, yes. That's right.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know, since I've been taking these two drugs, I'm just so fatigued sometimes.
Uh-huh.
There'll be days where I just feel fine, and then there'll be a day where I'll go out and do a couple of things for a couple hours, and I'm just extremely tired. I got to take a little nap. And I was just kind of wondering, you know, I've looked at the side effects of some of these things, and, you know, fatigue and tiredness are one of them, but I just, you know, I just thought maybe you might have an opinion about it or some research you read.
Well, diltiazem is an old drug. It's a calcium channel blocker. It's been around forever and a day. It is a muscle relaxer to some extent. That's why it opens up the smooth muscle, lowers your blood pressure, slows down the heart rate. It's a nice drug, but the fact that your heart rate slows down, your blood pressure gets lower, that all of your muscles actually relax to some extent, then fatigue becomes more of an issue, you know. The alpha blocker, the Flomax, it's designed to relax the smooth muscle in the prostatic urethra. And by relaxing the smooth muscle, it lets that urethra, that channel from the bladder out through the penis, relax and open up, and that lets you pee better. But it also causes things to get lightheaded and dizzy and weak or drowsy. It can cause nausea, back pain, blurry vision, headaches. And so you've got two drugs, all of which, you know, both of which can do similar sort of stuff. And piled on top of each other, some folks are going to get more side effects than others, and it sounds like you're getting hit pretty hard.
So, you know, I've heard you talk about that pill. It's a generic Cialis, I think?
Yeah, Cialis. Mm-hmm.
And I've heard you talk about taking that to help the flow of urine with prostate.
Yes. Yeah.
Would that be an alternative to Flomax? It might not have as many, or the generic Flomax, it might not have as much side
effects. It has a lot fewer side effects, and most of the effects are beneficial. Tadalafil is the drug that we're using. Yeah. Tadalafil, I have almost all of my men over 50 on it. It prevents you from destroying nitric oxide as quickly. You keep more nitric oxide in your blood, in your body. That allows you to open up your blood vessels. It allows you to lower your blood pressure, to get better nutrition into your muscles. It does allow you to urinate more efficiently. It also lowers your risk of heart attacks and strokes, and it helps prevent cancer from spreading. It's a very, very good drug. And when used in conjunction with testosterone, it is just gangbusters. Testosterone, Tadalafil, and a statin used together as a triple therapy cuts the risk of death from heart attacks by almost 90%. I mean, it's fabulous. So, I use it as an adjunct to help urination in older men. Oh, and of course, it gives you better erections, so it allows you to have better intercourse. The one downside when it comes to intercourse, however, is that men tend to have a longer refractory period before they can ejaculate, before they climax, and this drug extends that period. So if you're a guy,
refractory period?
The period between the time you start having sex and the time you climax. See, for young men, for an 18-year-old, the time from arousal to climax on average is 6 to 9 minutes. Okay, from his first arousal to being done, 6 to 9 minutes. And the average young woman is 25 minutes. And so young men don't make very good lovers for young women because they're done long before the woman is. Okay. As men age, it takes longer and longer to climax. And so by the time men are in their late 30s to early 40s, their period of sexual arousal to climax is about the same as a young woman. So many young women in their 20s find that men in their 30s to early 40s make wonderful lovers because they're matched in their climactic plane.
Okay, that makes so much sense.
But as men
so
continue...
So that's called refractory period?
Well, the refractory period technically is the time between when you have your first intercourse and you can do it again. Young men can do it 3 or 4 times in a night. Old men may need 3 or 4 days before they can do it again. So with older men, it takes longer to climax, and it takes longer to get ready to do it again. So that entire process stretches out. Tadalafil doesn't stretch out the real refractory. You can go ahead and have your next erection the same day or the next day if you want, but it lengthens the period between arousal and climax. And so if a guy is already going for too long, because remember, as women age, the vagina becomes fragile, and prolonged intercourse can make her sore and unhappy. And if you've got a guy who is now longer than she can tolerate, and you put him on a drug that makes it longer, it can disrupt the couple.
Okay.
Remember Dr. Mixon's first rule of medicine, anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
There's an up and a downside to everything we do in medicine. Right. So
back to the heart attack and stroke.
Yes.
So how does the
Tadalafil?
Tadalafil, yeah.
Tadalafil. How does it affect heart attack and stroke? Is it a blood thinner, like warfarin or something?
No, it's not a blood thinner. It's a vasodilator. It opens up the blood vessels in the heart and provides better blood flow to the heart muscle.
Oh, I see.
See, it opens up, it relaxes the smooth muscle in arteries, every artery in your body. That's why it helps with your sexual function. It also helps with your muscles, and the heart is a big muscle. And so it improves the blood flow in the heart. And so you're less likely to have a fatal heart attack.
Yeah, well, I know it's lowered my blood pressure. I went into my naturopath a couple weeks ago, and my top number, is that the systolic?
Systolic, yes.
It was where it had been 130 to 140, it was like 112.
Okay. You know, that's pretty good.
I mean, it was really, really low. I thought, wow.
Yeah. Now, I worry if it drops below 100, because when it gets below 100, it gets down in the 90s and stuff, you become susceptible to what we call postural hypotension. And you stand up, and the blood all runs to your feet, and you get lightheaded and dizzy. And, you know, if that happens at the top of the stairs, you may fall head first and hurt yourself. As long as that systolic is over 100 and 110, 115, 120, these are nice numbers. Very few guys are going to get postural hypotension with a systolic up in your range. But it just lowers your risk of strokes and heart attacks too, though. So that's nice.
Oh, that's good. Is there any downsides, like, you know, switching from the Flomax to the Tadalafil?
Well,
I mean, do I need like a waiting period for the Flomax and then
yeah,
stop it for a week and then start the Tadalafil?
Well, what I do is The tadalafil, the dose depends on what you need as an individual. I usually have the guys buy a 20 milligram pill, and it's kind of oval shaped, and it tastes a little bit sweet, and you can just bite off as much as you need. One 20 milligram pill will last the average guy 3 or 4 days. And the pills are only like 60, 70 cents a piece. So the medicine's almost free.
Wow, that is inexpensive.
Yeah. Originally Cialis was $25 a pill. Now it's down to less than a buck. If you find that your nose is getting stuffy, or your eyes are getting irritated, that's too much. Your dose is higher than it needs to be. Okay, so that's how I tell guys to titrate it. Try about a fourth of a pill a day, and if you're still not urinating well, go to a third of a pill a day. Rarely a guy will need half a pill a day, but watch for that stuffy nose and irritated eyes, the kind of gritty, like something's in them. Because that's a sign that you're getting too high a dose.
Okay. On that, I know you've got other people wanting to talk to you. So on that thing where you said 90% heart attack with the statin, how would I search that on PubMed?
You put in testosterone and MI, or myocardial infarction. Are you one of our patients?
No.
Darn. I wish I could be. All my doctors have copies of those papers, and they just give them to our patients. So the easiest thing is to just, ask your doctor. They'll give it to you. You can do a search. Send an email to go to lmclinic.com. Get contact us. Send an email to Dr. UMAT or me and ask for a copy of the paper, and we'll send you a reference. How about that?
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for all the information.
You bet. Thank you, Ray.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Taking a quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Leading Edge Medicine. Do you have a question? Well, you can call now at 1-888-312-5757 and tell your friends to listen, too. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I've been a longevity patient at the Tacoma Clinic a little over 3 months. So I've lost a bunch of weight, improved libido. I quit drinking wine, which was not easy. I really appreciate what you do.
Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. Many's the time I've been too tired. Many's the time I've been stung. Many a honey took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful.
And we're back with Leading Edge Medicine. I'm making so many notes today. Such a great show. So much information, and I love it when our callers will call in and say they're learning too.
Well, that's the goal.
That's the goal, to learn and know and not be in the dark about things, and especially when it comes to your body, or at least something
It is your body.
The only
it
one
is
you got.
Your brain. And, I have New Age friends who swear that we keep recycling until we get it right. I'm not sure that that's true. I haven't seen much evidence for it. So I got this time through, and I want to make the most of it.
There you go.
And I learned many years ago, the word doctor means teacher. Okay, it's from the Latin doctore, and it's the professor, the teacher. And so a real doctor teaches you about your body. There's a lot of people that have MDs that I don't consider real doctors. They're technicians. They do procedures. You come in, and if you fit their criteria, they'll do this and they'll do that. But they don't tell you about your problem. You don't understand why they want to do this and that to your body.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah. And that's what I tell all the doctors. People, if a doctor wants to work in my clinic, we spend months getting them ready to see our patients, because I want them qualified and willing to teach the people about their problems. Because if they understand them, they can handle them better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just my philosophy of medicine.
I think that's good. And when, like I know for me, when I get lab results back and I'm told this has gone up, this is where we want, you're headed in the right direction for this, or inflammation has gone down in this area, this number's looking good. It makes sense as opposed to, yeah, you're normal. It's like, whoa, or I need to work on this a little bit more, or we could have this boosted, you know, and then you're more in tune to listening to what your body is doing.
At Longevity Medical Clinic, we are trying to tune your body to the best it can be done. We aren't just giving you the standard. Well, the regular dose of this is X.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but what if you need X minus 2% or X plus 10%? You know, and we don't know if we don't measure. And so we do a lot of laboratory work. We spend a lot of time talking to the patient to see how they're responding to the things we're doing for them. And then we can make the adjustments. You know, it's like I was telling this guy about the tadalafil. Some people, 3 or 4 milligrams a day is going to do the job. Some people, 10 milligrams a day. And you just kind of have to titrate the dose. You start low, you go slow, you ramp it up little step at a time, and you look to see what's happening. If you're urinating better, if you're having great erections, if your, you know, muscles are stronger, if you're exercising better, and you're not having any adverse effects, this is great. But when you start getting that stuffy nose, your eyes start feeling like they're gritty, blood pressure is a little too low, hey, you're overdoing. Cut the dose down.
Okay. Yeah. Good to watch. Bodies are smart. We just have to be smart enough to listen to them.
Rule number 3, the proper dose of anything is just enough to
there
do
you
the
go.
Job.
Don't do double or triple because your neighbor did that.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Hey, we've got room for a few more phone calls before the end of the show today. If you have a question for Dr. Mixon, here is the number. It's 888-312-5757. That's 888-312-5757. We're going to head over to Monroe, and we have Lily waiting there. Good morning, Lily.
Hi, good morning. The show and your energy. And I was in New Orleans in a parade throwing beads. So women have always thrown beads.
Good for you, yes.
But nobody had to do anything then. It was a family-friendly parade.
Well, Dr. Yes. Mixon, you didn't have to do anything, and you would have got some
Bourbon beads. Street in the middle of the night is a very different place.
So, that's so funny.
The fact is, you see the way people walk, and you swear they've all had enough bourbon on Bourbon Street, I got to tell you. So,
that's so funny. Oh, how can we help you today, Lily?
Well, my naturopath, when I saw her for the first time, did a plethora of blood tests, and I went in because I've just been really exhausted, like uncharacteristically so. And she diagnosed me with antibodies for Epstein-Barr.
Okay.
And so I'm getting B12 shots once a week and a vitamin infusion once a week. And I wondered what your treatment plan typically is for that.
Okay, well, first of all, 95% of the American population has antibodies to Epstein-Barr. All right.
It is
the most common virus on earth, I would think. Everybody gets exposed to Epstein-Barr at some point, and almost everybody has antibodies to it. So that doesn't tell me that that's why you're tired. It is a potential, but it's not necessarily, because a whole lot of healthy people have antibodies to Epstein-Barr. Hell, I probably do. I don't know.
No, I think you're too scared to live in your body, Dr. Mixon. They ran away a long time ago.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, I think my my Epstein-Barr virus went away with my inhibition. You know, I have often said I once had an inhibition, but it got lonely and left. So it's just, yeah. Anyway, when I get a fatigued patient, I'm looking obviously for a reason for fatigue. And the most common reasons for fatigue are A, they're not sleeping well enough at night. Okay. Or they're losing muscle mass and they're getting weak and tired, you know, weak muscles fatigue quickly. And that's just all there is to it. I look at thyroid because if your thyroid is in the upper normal range, that is your TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, is in the upper range of normal, you may need more thyroid. We may need to bring your TSH down to the bottom third or so of normal. I look at your anabolic hormone load. I want to see your dehydroepiandrosterone, pregnenolone, testosterone, because most women don't realize a healthy young woman has 2.5 to 3 times more testosterone in her system than she has estrogen. Estrogen is not the primary sex hormone for women. It's testosterone, just like for men.
Wow. Yeah, that was news to me. I did not know that. I'm like, what? I have testosterone? I should have it?
You should have it.
Yeah.
And when your testosterone levels drop, you get fatigued and depressed and lethargic and tired, and your libido fades away, and your bones start to thin out, and your muscles get weak. And so low testosterone is a common cause of fatigue in older women. So, you know, it could be that you have an active Epstein-Barr virus, but I'd be questioning, you know, if, okay, you're Epstein-Barr positive, what is your IgG versus IgAs to your Epstein-Barr? Because different forms of immune response take place at different times. If you've got a new active Epstein-Barr flare, then maybe. The problem is we don't have any really great cures for Epstein-Barr. That's why almost everybody in America has Epstein-Barr. It's just, it's quiescent for most of us. It sounds like you're on speaker. I hear echo.
Yeah. Someone's talking back there.
Yeah. Well, I say it's me.
Oh, it's you. I was.
it's playing back through a speaker that's okay. On the other side. So, yes, you've got Epstein-Barr. Yes, you're tired. It might be the cause, but I can think of a whole lot of other causes that I want to take a look at, too. And I don't know what lab work she did, and I don't know what your results were. So I can't comment.
Right. It was really expansive, and it did include hormones. And I did ask her, because I've listened to you, you know, that in this, you know, the range that comes up normal, you know, and
yeah.
She was kind of in a similar train of thought with you that isn't there, you know, we need. Yeah. Do you ever do an infusion B12 test, or is that
you're breaking up.
You're breaking up a little
bit,
Lily.
We're getting about a third of every second word, so
yes.
Try that again.
Do you think that's a little bit of a gimmick?
Okay, so yeah, did you catch a little bit? Like, do you think the vitamin B12 and vitamin infusions are going to help her?
I don't know what to think of vitamin B12.
And every week, too. That's
it's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot. But again, I don't know what dose of B12 she's putting in every week. You know, when I was a young doc, I used to have a bunch of patients that would come to me and say, Doc, old doc so-and-so has given me a B12 shot every other month for the last 20 years, and if I don't get it, I get really tired. And I'd say, well, if it made you feel better, I'll give it to you. It's cheap. It's innocuous, you know.
Okay.
But every week sounds like a whole lot, because these guys were usually every 2 or 3 months. The standard medical school policy is you don't need much B12. And this is probably a gimmick, is what most of the stuff goes. But I'd swear I have had patients through the years that if they didn't get a shot every 2 or 3 months, they just felt awful. And you give them the shot, and a day or two, they'd be perked up. And I don't understand the physiology. It doesn't make sense to me. But I learned a long time ago, the universe does not depend on my understanding to exist. What is, whether I understand it or not.
So. Oh, is that helpful for you, Lily?
I know.
It was only for 8 weeks, and then we're going to retest everything.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. You know, I mean, I can't do a lot of comment on your test results because I don't know what they were. So,
right.
But, you know, hopefully you're perking up and feeling good, and, you know, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. At Lily, keep us updated. Yeah. Call us when you get that and let us know if that's helping you.
Sure. Love to hear from you in a few weeks. Okay. Take care, dear.
All right. Thank you, Lily. All right. Quick break here, and then we're back. Two more phone calls. That's all we got left of hour number two. This is Leading Edge Medicine.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation at 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258. Dr. Mixon will be right back.
After I started on Dr. Mixon's program, their energy level just booms, and the mood leveling out was so important. Your quality of life just is transformed. I am so grateful to Longevity and Dr. Mixon's program.
Oh yeah, Dr. Mixon doing the twist in his mind.
Yeah.
Hi, we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon here. We have just a few minutes of the show left and a couple of calls, so we'll dive right into that. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Umat will be back with us next week right here on Leading Edge Medicine. All right, we are headed to Federal Way, and we have Susie on the line. Good day, Susie.
Ooh,
were you
Susie Q? Yes. I know there was a song about her.
There is a song.
Hello, Susie.
How about that?
Yes.
How are you?
I am tall, brilliant, incredibly handsome, and delusional as hell.
I'm not going to argue with him.
So I loved your story about New Orleans. I thought that was hysterical. That was just hysterical. So I had called before. I'm the lady that was married to a doctor who passed away, and I have incontinence. And so I am going to go see a new naturopathic doctor on Tuesday. So I wanted to run this by you to see what you thought.
Okay.
I have not been tested for kidney disease, and my girlfriend's husband came down with it because her father-in-law just passed away from it. So she said the test would be an ACR, which would be albumin creatinine ratio, and then the GFR would be
glomerular filtration rate, which should be 60 and above.
Right.
Yeah. And
okay.
Then also a BUN, blood urea nitrogen, and a creatinine. Okay.
Creatinine.
There's a difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And that's CREATININE.
Right. And these are the standard kidney tests, and they're run by every doctor on the planet, and we can see where you are. Yeah. So as long as your numbers are within reason, everybody relaxes. But that's not why you're having incontinence. Kidney disease will tell us how well you're filtering your metabolites, whether you're spilling protein, whether you're conserving the electrolytes you're supposed to be conserving. But that has nothing to do with urination. Incontinence in older women is almost always a function of the muscular support to the bladder and the anterior vaginal wall.
I see.
The bladder is sitting down at the lower front portion of the uterus. And especially women that have had some children, that uterus, those uterine ligaments tend to get lax, and the whole uterus starts to kind of move down the vagina. And the bladder is falling down, that muscular wall at the front wall of the vagina is no longer supporting the structures very well.
I see.
And so a lot of that laxity is due to hormonal declines. And a lot of, and so what we try to do is rebuild those vaginal walls. And we can do that in part by raising testosterone, DHEA, estrogen, and progesterone, and then putting you on Kegel exercises, in which you,
I've been doing my Kegels. I went to see a urogynecologist, and when she did my pelvic exam, she said, go ahead and just flex yourself. And I didn't. She goes, oh, my goodness, you have great muscle control.
Okay, so, well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So then the question is, you know, are we getting muscular atrophy from the lack of anabolic hormone load? And that's why we tried. Yeah. And so by raising those levels up, we can usually start making some more muscle there to support the bladder and support the urethra and give you a little better control. See her tomorrow.
I'm not wanting to surgery. I guess what I worry about, Dr. Mixon, and I hated to interrupt you, but I just worry about peeing out all these good supplements that I'm taking. I'm eating for my blood type, so I have type A blood. Uh-huh. So I just had my B12 checked and my folate. So my B12 was at 355, and the range would be 232 to 1245. So I'm on the bottom end of that.
Yep.
And then the folate was 17.6, and they said anything over 3 was good. And but looking at reading at my Eating for Your Blood Type book, it says in there that because I have low stomach acid, I need the intrinsic factor. So I should be taking B12 folate with an intrinsic factor, which I bought a Metagenics one at the Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
Uh-huh.
And so I was wondering, should I just try one of those first to see how I feel? Because that's going to definitely make a difference. I'm feeling like I'm not getting the benefit of all this food that I'm eating. And I mean, I eat so healthy, it's not even funny. So,
well, the problem is that the urine is produced in the kidneys, runs down the ureters into the bladder. And then the next step is holding it in the bladder long enough so you can pee, get a good satisfying urination and don't leak. If you're incontinent, it just means that you're leaking urine out of that bladder. You know, you're not controlling it very well. It doesn't mean you're making any more urine. The bladder has nothing to do with how much urine you make. So that's that's purely a function of kidney function. So again, you'll see from the testing they do what your kidney function is like. That's not usually a surprise. So the big question is going to be getting control of the bladder. I'm not a big fan of the surgeries if I can avoid it. There are women, however, who benefit greatly from it, but I've also seen some disasters from the surgeries, especially those that are in using mesh slings and stuff. So,
If it was life-threatening, that'd be a different story. But this is just like I said, I can do the test market on the Tina overnight pads because I can pee through one of those like nobody's business. But I don't have any problem peeing. When I need to get up and go, I go. She said to me, well, maybe you have anxiety. And I said, well, yeah, I'm a professional ice skater. I've never been sick in my life. I've got anxiety. I don't feel good. And I'm doing everything I can think of, you know. So it's frustrating because I've never been 71 before. So
no, I understand. When you get your laboratory work back, give us a call here in a few weeks and tell me what your testosterone, your DHEA, your estradiol, and your progesterone are. Okay?
Okay, I will do that.
All right.
Thank you so much. I enjoy your program. I listen to it Saturday, and then again, I get up. This is what I get up for, your program in the morning. And then on Sunday, I listen to it. And I told more men about your new machine and Dr. Unad. I just love your show because it's so informative. Good. You know, you can ask a direct question and you can actually get an answer, which is just amazing these days. So I appreciate your knowledge and your experience. And everybody enjoys you. And I'm going to be joining the clinic as soon as I can sell my house, which I'm going to put on the market anytime soon. and I'll be a member of your clinic for life, for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Well, thank you, ma'am. So much. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Susie, thank you so much for that. Oh, just a couple minutes left. Let's do it. We got one last call.
Okay.
Dennis. Dennis is here. Dennis, we got a couple minutes for you.
Thank you for listening.
I will be quick.
All right.
My urologist recommended tadalafil, but I've got a dilated ascending aorta. Does that affect that at all?
Shouldn't. It relaxes your blood pressure a little bit. If anything, it might slow down your growth of that aneurysm. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know earlier you had mentioned that it relaxes or dilates the blood vessels. I thought it raised concern.
If you've got dilated ascending aorta, that's moving. That is an early stage of an aneurysm where the aorta is getting bigger than we would expect it to be. And that usually will get bigger faster the higher your blood pressure is. And so one of the ways that we manage that is to try to keep your blood pressure under control. And the tadalafil is very good at lowering blood pressure.
That sounds like a good deal.
Yep, I would. Obviously, don't take anything unless your cardiologist okays it. But just from what I'm hearing on the radio, I don't hear anything that scares me.
Okay. Well, you had mentioned earlier that you recommend 20 milligrams. What you need.
That's right. Yeah. I just have them buy the 20 milligram pill because it's cheaper.
Oh, cheaper than the 5.
The 5 and the 20 cost the same. If you need, if 5 does the job, fine. But what if you need 7.5? What if you need a little more? Well, now you're taking more pills. With a 20, you can just kind of nibble here and nibble there. And remember, you're looking at a drug that works for 36 hours, okay? Tadalafil isn't Viagra. Viagra works 3 or 4 hours. Tadalafil works for 36 hours. And so what you're looking for is a little dose that you take every day that builds up over time. And so if you take 4 milligrams today and 6 milligrams tomorrow, it doesn't really matter, which is why it's okay to just bite off pieces.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you
very much.
All right. Thank you,
Dennis. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. What a show. Hey, we'll be back again live next week. This is Leading Edge Medicine, of course, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Contact us. Schedule that free health analysis appointment. Get your health and age well. Be stronger. Be leaner, faster, smarter, sexier, and
happier.
6 months, 1 year, 2 years down the road and beyond. LMClinic.com is where you go. That's LMClinic.com. You can also call us and make that appointment. 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. On behalf of Dr. Umat and Dr. Mixon, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time on Leading Edge Medicine.